consulting me to see if a different approach could alleviate her symptoms. I asked Jill about her diet and was not surprised to find that she was severely limiting her caloric intake and was eating almost no protein. Jill admitted that during her years as a model, she ate very little and became bulimic in her efforts to keep her weight down. Although she was no longer modeling, her bulimia persisted. At 5'9" tall, Jill currently weighed a scant 110 pounds. In fact, like Jill, many women are nutritionally deprived. As a result of their unique brain chemistry, women tend to eat far less protein than their bodies require. Women naturally have lower levels of a neurotransmitter called serotonin, and this important feel-good chemical drops even lower during menstrual cycles. In order to raise levels of serotonin rapidly, women tend to eat carbohydrates, which boost blood sugar, resulting in a rise of serotonin levels. Though carbohydrates do rapidly raise serotonin levels, once the blood sugar goes up and an insulin response occurs, the serotonin levels crash again. In order to limit their daily caloric intake, women tend to exclude protein in favor of carbohydrates, many of which have high glycemic indexes, that is, the body can rapidly convert them into sugar, such as pasta, potatoes, bagels, and so on. These carbohydrates are also directly responsible for loss of skin tone and increased body fat. Yet with a proper diet composed of adequate protein, low glycemic carbohydrates, and the all-important essential fatty acids, serotonin levels can be elevated to much higher levels. Such a diet sustains these higher levels, keeping mood elevated and eliminating the continual craving for the unhealthy carbohydrates. As I examined Jill, I found that her skin was very thin, almost translucent. She appeared to have very little sun damage thanks to her scrupulous avoidance of sun exposure in hopes of preventing wrinkles. Nonetheless, as Jill was about to learn, sun exposure is just one cause of wrinkles, albeit a serious one. Her bone structure was excellent, and she had the facial symmetry that is typical of a professional model. Yet overlying this perfect bone structure was skin that was very wrinkled, particularly around the mouth and the chin, where the skin had taken on a crinkled look, caused, I knew, by inflammation. This crepiness is indicative of long-term inadequate nutrition, a signature of marginal protein intake, and it cannot be corrected in just 3 days. However, I knew that the appearance of this crepiness would improve after the 3-day nutritional facelift, and that the long-term program would greatly diminish the accumulated damage. I felt that I could turn Jill around. If she would follow the anti-inflammatory diet during the upcoming 3-day weekend, I promised her she would be rejuvenated by Tuesday morning, a person who both looked and felt renewed. I also gave Jill a topical amino acid formula that was placed in a transdermal delivery system. This formula had demonstrated great success in restoring libido. Jill was skeptical that a simple change in the way she ate could make much difference in her appearance, or that a lotion could restore her libido. She was soon to learn that our food choices have everything to do with how we look and affect wrinkles, skin tone, eye bags and puffiness, and facial vibrancy and clarity. The wrinkle-free eating plan is high in anti-inflammatory antioxidants. My diet eliminates all foods that cause a pro-inflammatory or pro-aging response. Have you ever taken a good look at yourself in the morning after you've eaten Chinese takeout? The pasty, puffy face staring back at you is the direct result of an inflammatory response to what you ate. Just as the wrong foods can age you right before your eyes, the right foods can take years away in as little as 3 days. Of course, the longer and more faithfully you follow the full 28-day wrinkle-free program, the younger and healthier you will look and feel. Here is the generic eating plan, the same protocol I give all my patients. Each day, you must consume 8 to 10 glasses of water, 3 meals evenly spaced throughout the day. Always eat protein first. 2 snacks, one mid-afternoon and one between dinner and bedtime. Again, protein first. Each meal and snack must contain one of my recommended sources of protein, carbohydrate, and fat in the form of omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids. Remember, this is a test run. I will give you a specific menu for 3 days of eating. There's no guesswork involved in the 3-day nutritional facelift. 4 days after her initial visit,